KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at the girls' high school athletic union preseason basketball rankings as the season gets underway. In Class 1A, Montezuma is top-rated with Newell Fund at number 2, Sigourney number 3. North Mahaska and Marquette Catholic round out the top 5. Exira EHK is in the top 15. They check in at number 13 in the poll to start the season. In fact, we'll have Exira EHK live tonight for you here on the radio. The Exira EHK girls will face off against Logan Magnolia this evening in a game in Elkhorn. And we'll have it for you here on the radio. 5:45 tonight will be the pregame start time. 6 o'clock is tip time. Chris will have all the action for you here on the radio. Also, don't forget the KJAN.com. KJAN Video Network page. You can click on the Spartan Media link and head into their page. The students at Exira EHK will be debuting their Spartan Media page tonight with their very first broadcast. So check out that channel this evening and you can watch the game along with us. Also in Class 2A preseason rankings, it's Cascade number 1, North Lynn number 2, West Hancock 3, Osage and Applington Parkersburger 4 and 5. Trainer checks in at number 9 in the early season poll. In Class 3A, Bishop Heelan Catholic, North Polk, Dyke, New Hartford, Clear Lake, and Red Oak are the top 5. Class 4A, North Scott, Marion, Center Point, Urbana, Ballard, and Xavier are the top 5, with Glenwood at number 6 and Lewis Central number 10. In Class 5A, Iowa City High is number 1. Dowling Catholic is number 2, followed by Johnston, Cedar Falls, and West Des Moines Valley at the top of the poll. In college basketball, C.J. Frederick scored 21 points, and Iowa broke the game open with a 9-0 run midway through the second half in an 83-59 win over Cal Poly last night. Frederick was 5 of 5 from three-point range.
You know, it was a lot of fun today. My teammates were finding me. I was hot, and a lot of the credits got to go to them. They were finding me, and we were just playing off that, so it was a lot of fun. Great crowd today, too.
Yeah, they didn't get the score right. 85-59 was the final score in that game yesterday. The schedule gets a lot tougher now as the Hawkeyes play last year's national runner-up Texas Tech in Las Vegas on Thursday.
You know, when you play at this level, this is what you love. This is why you come to school here. Coach put together a really tough schedule. And, you know, this is what you want. You want to play against the best and see what you're made of. So we're excited for the challenges.
And we'll have that action for you Thursday here on the radio. That'll be a 6 o'clock broadcast Thursday evening. The Drake men are close to full strength as they get set to play Miami of Ohio this afternoon at the Gulf Coast Showcase in Florida. Brady Ernst has returned from injury, and senior Tremel Murphy will play after a 5-game suspension.
Once guys get comfortable again, you know, getting Brady comfortable and Tremel comfortable, and the rest of the guys in the rotation, getting those minutes figured out, because that'll take a little juggling here for a while to kind of get everybody kind of in a rotation that we feel good about.
That's Drake coach Darren DeVries, who says it may take a while to establish a rotation.
It's a good thing, you know, because you got some options and things that you feel good about. But in the short term, it may take a little bit of working just to get everybody back on the same page.
Again, that ball game is set for this afternoon in that tournament coming up, and that will be a 12:30 start time here, Central Time. In top 25 college basketball yesterday, number 2 Louisville beat Akron 82-76, 7th-ranked Virginia over Arizona State 48-45. It was number 9 Kentucky over Lamar 81-56, number 12 Texas Tech beat LIU 96-66, 14th-ranked Arizona over Long Beach State 104-67, number 15 Utah State beat North Texas 68-59, 24th-ranked Baylor over number 17 Villanova 87-78, Florida knocked off 18th-ranked Xavier 70-65, number 23 Colorado over Wyoming 56-41, and number 25 Washington beat San Diego 88-69. Well, some more postseason football accolades coming out over the last couple of days. Class 2A District 9 finished up when OABCIG won the state championship last Friday. And many of their players show up on the elite all-district teams. The offensive MVP is Cooper DeJean, the quarterback from OABCIG. The co-defensive MVPs, Will Hanson of Greene County and Blaze Gunnerson of Kemper
Beverly
Catholic.
Beverly of Judd Manili's Edward Jones office bringing you the Daily Financial Market Report.
Also, the head coach of the year is Larry Allen of OABCIG. The assistant coach of the year is Travis Shizik of OABCIG. Among the elite players selected this year, Tyler Moen, the running back for Atlantic, one of the elite running backs listed on the team. Also, first team selections include Moen, Cale Roller, Colin Mullinix, Garrett Reynolds, Grant Sturm, all from Atlantic. And second team selections include Bodie Johnson and Gunnar Kirchhoff. And third honorable mention picks from Atlantic, Niall Peterson, Devin McKay, Braden Atkinson, and Joe Weaver. That makes up the selections from Atlantic in that district. Also, Class 1A District 8 announced its all-district football teams. Anthony Potthoff of Van Meter was the offensive MVP. Among some of the area selections, ACGC's Gavin Cornelison was one of the first-team running back selections, and Sam Madsen of ACGC was named as an offensive lineman. Among the defensive first-team selections, Quentin Yonker of ACGC, a defensive lineman on that squad. Atlantic multi-sport athlete Tyler Moen announced last week on Twitter on Friday his commitment to play football for Iowa State as a preferred walk-on. Moen had a breakout senior season at running back for the Trojans as he set the all-time single-season rushing record with 1,909 yards. He ended his career fifth on the Trojans' all-time rushing list with 2,427 yards. He nearly set the single-game rushing record for the state when he ran for 523 yards on 31 carries in a Week 8 win over Shenandoah. He finished that game with five rushing touchdowns and also added two interception returns for touchdowns. Moen finished the year with 25 total touchdowns. He's also been a stalwart for the basketball and track teams and is preparing for his senior season on the basketball team this year. Well, the Iowa football recruiting class of 2021 has grabbed a couple of more members over the weekend. Bettendorf defensive tackle Griffin Little and Eden Prairie, Minnesota athlete Justice Sullivan both committed to the Hawkeyes on Sunday. Little is a three-star recruit by 24/7 Sports and had other offers from Iowa State, Michigan State, and Minnesota, among others. He's a 6'3", 270-pounder. Sullivan, a four-star prospect, also had offers from Minnesota and Nebraska. He's a 6'1", 220-pounder. Well, Iowa seniors posted a victory in their final game at Kinnick Stadium with a 19-10 win over Illinois on Saturday. Nate Stanley passed for 308 yards as the Hawkeyes improved to 8-3.
We spent so much time and effort and energy with our teammates, you know, behind the scenes that to end on a win in Kinnick, you know, in really a hard-fought game, you know, there's nothing better.
Linebacker Christian Welch had 12 tackles, including a sack, as well as a forced fumble in that ball game.
They're going to make plays, and they put the pressures on us, and we take that as a defense. We expect that. We want that pressure for us to perform, and I think we just kind of roll with the punches. Like I said, they're going to make plays, but just the bend don't break type of mentality.
Iowa closes out their regular season this Friday with a game at Nebraska. We'll have that for you Friday afternoon here on the radio. 11:30 will be the pregame start time. 1:30 is kickoff. Iowa State closed their home schedule with a 41-31 win over Kansas as the Cyclones improved to 7-4. That was the final game in Jack Trice Stadium for 20 seniors.
17 of them, obviously, have been with us for a long time. And, you know, of the bulk of those 17, other than three, you know, they were here and bought into myself, this coaching staff, when there really was nothing to buy into. Three trusted us enough to come here, and Matt Leo, Ray Lima, Josh Kniffel, and trusted us to come here when it was probably about as bleak as it could look.
Cyclones battled back after Kansas rallied to take a fourth quarter lead.
We didn't play great today, and I'm not going to sugarcoat that in any way, shape, or form. Some guys did some great things, and there were some great moments, but that's not what we're looking for. We want to be better than that.
Cyclones will finish off their regular season this Saturday in a 6 o'clock contest. That'll be on the road at Kansas State. The AP Top 25 College Football Poll this week has LSU on top. They got 50 of the first-place votes. Ohio State picked up 9. They stayed number 2. Clemson, with 3 first-place votes, is number 3. Georgia's number 4. Alabama, Utah, Oklahoma, Florida, Minnesota, and Michigan round out the top 10. Also in the top 25, Baylor at number 11, Penn State at number 12, Wisconsin at 13, Iowa State is put at number 19, Oklahoma State is at number 21 in this week's poll. And in the NFL action yesterday, Tampa Bay beat Atlanta 35-22, Cleveland over Miami 41-24, Chicago beat the New York Giants 19-14, Seattle over Philadelphia 17-9, New Orleans outscored Carolina 34-31, the New York Jets over Oakland 34-3, Buffalo beat Denver 20-3, Washington over Detroit, 19-16. Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati, 16-10. Tennessee over Jacksonville, 42-20. New England topping Dallas, 13-9. San Francisco over Green Bay, 37-8. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.